So our next topic is reification. The word meaning is to treat something abstract as a physical thing. That is, we are considering happiness, fear, evil as a material thing. So in Marxism, it is the process by which human social relations are perceived as inherent attributes of the people involved in this. So in this concept, it transforms subjects into objects and objects into subjects. That is, subjects, that is people, they are considered as passive or otherwise termed as determined identity. And objects are commodities, they are active factor. So these subjects and objects, they determine the nature of social relation. And reification, it's also known as concretism, hypostatization, or the fallacy of misplaced concreteness. So it's also called as the fallacy of ambiguity, where an abstract belief is treated as if it were a concrete real event or physical entity. For example, the map, it is not showing the territory. It represents only a similar structure to the territory, which accounts for its usefulness. So in literature, it is used as a figure of speech, and in reasoning and rhetoric, it is regarded as a fallacy. So for example for the fallacy of misplaced concreteness, that is, one mistakes an abstract belief, opinion, or concept as a concrete reality. So here he is making the mistake, that abstract for the concrete. So it is called the fallacy of misplaced concreteness. So another example is commercial laws, where a right to payment can be embodied in a writing, and we are considering it as a negotiable instrument. This means that when the writing is transferred, we are permitted to make the payment. We have the right to pay to that person. So another example by Karl Marx is treating labor as a commodity. So in psychology, there is another concept, that is the fallacy of concrete thinking. So another major concept in reification is the gestalt effect, that is, the visual recognition of figures as whole forms instead of a series of lines and curves. That is, the visual representation. When we see a picture or an object, we are viewing it as an entity, as a whole thing, not we are viewing it as in part, not in part. We view it in a whole part. So that is, we observe it as a whole entity before perceiving their individual part. Then to quote Gestalt, the whole is greater than the sum of its part. The example given is, in a white ball, there is a lot of black spikes. So first we view that the whole picture, that is the whole thing, the white ball. Then only we will identify the black spike. So that he terms it as the gestalt effect, the visual recognition of figures as whole forms instead of a series of lines and curves. So one is the fallacy of misplaced concreteness, and second is the gestalt effect.